It is hard to imagine a better embodiment of the real Olympic spirit than those quadrennial underdogs, the Jamaican bobsled team. This weekend, they'll be competing in the two-man event. Wyoming Public Radio's Rennie McKay has this report from the Jamaicans' training headquarters, a small town in rural Wyoming.
Just about 60 miles down Interstate 80 from Park City, Utah, is Evanston, Wyoming. Below its welcome sign, there's another sign, home of the Jamaican bobsled training site. This union of a tropical island sled team and a rural Wyoming town may seem unlikely. Still, it made sense to Paul Skog, a lawyer from Evanston.
We're tucked away in southwest Wyoming and don't get a lot of attention from people. Jamaican bobsled team is the underdog team. And the idea was, let's put two underdogs together and see what kind of a miracle we can produce.
Skog became enamored with the Jamaican team after watching the John Candy movie Cool Runnings, a film based on the first Jamaican bobsledders to qualify for the Olympics back in 1988. Skog invited members of that team to Evanston in 1997. That year, the Jamaicans already had a major sponsor, the beer company Red Stripe, but they needed more money and support to get all their bobsledders to the 1998 Olympic Games in Nagano. The people of Evanston came to the rescue, and that generosity has continued ever since. Winston Watt is the leader and driver of the current bobsled team. His team travels back and forth between one of the main North American bobsled tracks in Calgary, Alberta, and Evanston.
This city helped us to let our dream come through. With cash, with transportation, to drive from here to Calgary, to stay here for free, food free. If we didn't get that, we wouldn't be here.
And the team gives a lot back to the city. They interact with the community, especially with kids, doing speeches about the dangers of using drugs. Aside from this give and take, Watt says there is a more tangible benefit to basing the team out of Wyoming.
Coming to Evanston and training the ice and the cold temperature, it gives your body, you know, time to get over the heat and get into the cold. So it, when you get to Calgary and other places like that, then your body doesn't get that shock of the temperature.
This may have helped the team improve. Watt and his brakeman, Lascelles Brown, are gaining respect around the world. They have won the World Push Competition, a contest of who can start the fastest, 2 years in a row. And Watt says that's just one sign Jamaican bobsledding has come a long ways since the days of Cool Runnings.
You know, people look at us different, so they know that we're not a bunch of jokers. In the America's Cup, we won gold medals, silver medals, and even bronze medals. When you see all those medals, anything can happen.
Unfortunately, in this sport, anything isn't always good. 21-year-old Joe Sisson is considered one of the top rookies on the U.S. bobsled team. Last week at the World Junior Bobsled Championships in Switzerland, he crashed and suffered serious head injuries. Sisson, an Evanston native, met the Jamaican team when they first came to town 5 years ago. In an interview not long before his accident, Sisson spoke about his special relationship with the Jamaicans.
Honestly, I don't think I would be where I am today without the Jamaicans. They're the ones that got me involved in the sport. They're the ones that got me the original connections.
Winston Watt says he has Sisson in his heart as he gears up for the two-man event, which gets underway on Saturday.
Bobsledders, we're like a little family, you know. Joe is like a brother to us. I'm going out there, and I'm going to do it for Joe, and I'm going to do it for my country, you know, and my family, and also my team. Joe has to include in all of this.
The town of Evanston was devastated by the original news about Sisson, but spirits are picking up. Sisson, who was in a coma for several days, has now recovered enough to fly to a Salt Lake City hospital, where he watched the luge competition on TV earlier this week. For NPR News, I'm Rennie McKay in Evanston, Wyoming.